Indigestion. Weight gain. Joint pain. Arthritis. Same cause. Indigestion. Hunger. Weight gain. Pain in joints. Arthritis. About 4 weeks ago, I decided that I do what I can to make my life more enjoyable. During the pandemic, I packed on about 20 pounds. I stopped walking and started moaning. I started to restrict my food intake. Signed up to Noom. It looked absolutely hopeless. With as little food intake as 1,000 calories a day, I was still not shedding an ounce of weight. Okay, I'll be a fat core. I said to myself, but while I am still alive, I want to be able to move about without much moaning. A year or two ago, I bought myself an exercise equipment I had coveted for 20 years. A professional Precor stretch trainer. I fell in love with it in the gym, but never was willing to swing the $1,000 it cost. But it being the pandemic and all, it was an emergency. And then I used it for a co-track. Lol. For 2 years. So when all my calorie restricting efforts failed, I decided to start exercising, gently, again. And hung up the clothes that were on the machine. And nothing. So I turned to what worked for me 20 years ago. I decided that I can't have my morning tea until I do my stretching for the day. That was about a month ago. Here are my results. I have dropped 5 pounds. I am now eating normally, or maybe even better. Source has decided to switch up my diet. And now I can't eat meat or any kind. Vegetarian. Plant-based foods, except some fish, some milk products, and an occasional egg. So this morning I had a heart-to-heart conversation with Source, why I am dropping weight effortlessly, while I am eating more. And I am eating carbs like nobody's business too. Here is what I found out. All disease is caused by some blockage. When you manage to remove the blockage, the disease can go away. Okay, but what causes blockages? That is a really good question. Life causes blockages. All the emotions cause blockages. Everything you do causes blockages. Somewhere in the body. So when the energy cannot flow normally, without encountering the resistance or the blockage, you get sick. In this regard, overweight is a sign of disease. Disturb or blocked flow. Because I am so aware, because I am an empath, I can feel when the lymph starts to move. And I can also tell you, before I started to do the stretching daily, the lymph wasn't moving. What is the lymph? It is a circulation in the body, much like blood. But its job is to take away toxins and other byproducts of life from internal organs. When the lymph is slow or doesn't move, your organs cannot work normally, the byproducts are piling up and prevent the organ to do what it is supposed to do. So causing the lymph to flow again is like training the lake in which you are drowning. So you can walk to the shore and be okay. And as in my case, drop the extra weight, sleep well, have much better mood. If you have brain fog, start stretching. If your joints are hurting, start stretching. Really? Depressed? Start stretching. What does depression have to do with lymph, stretching or blockages? Depression is like overweight. It is a stuck state. No flow. Stuck. Stuck on some thinking, stuck on some emotion. Sadness, hopelessness, powerlessness, anger, regret, remorse, resignation. Any emotion can be at the root of depression. Emotions are byproducts of thinking. Animals don't have emotions. And any emotion can get stuck if the thinking, the words get stuck. A normal emotion is like a cloud on a clear sky. It moves. It is there and it's gone. But some emotions get stuck. And then you get sick. Sadness is a sickness. A tightening around your heart. A blockage. Excitement is a sickness. A thick belt around your torso. Blocking life force. Resignation is a sickness. It puts a yoke around your neck, and forces your head down. When you get masterful at removing blockages, even if you have to do it like you have to brush your teeth or else, you'll experience life starting to move again. Hope is allowed to circulate, generosity will become available, and you'll experience being alive. Being alive is a feeling. Pleasurable. And you can experience it under any circumstances, even in solitary confinement, if and when you have the wherewithal, the foresight to do your stretching. What happens to your self-concern if you keep on stretching? Self-concern is a blockage. In this work, we liken it to a scenario where one of your feet is nailed to the floor. Obviously, it will block you from going anywhere, you'll just dance around the stuck foot. I could also liken it to scarcity. The most important element of scarcity, the mindset, is wanting and needing something you say you don't have. Any wanting, any needing creates an instant blockage. a tightness. And to my surprise, even that can be eliminated with stretching. All wanting, all needing says to yourself that you live in lack, that you are not okay. Most goals say the same. When I set up my stretching regimen, I didn't have a goal in the wanting and needing sense. When I look, I did set up a don't want type of direction. I don't want to feel crippled, fragile, and old. And I don't want to fall and die. I measure if you are a should or a shouldn't type in the starting point measurements. Wanty or don't wanty. Lol. Wanty and needy people have a lot more blockages than don't wanty people. Want and need also repels people and what you want. Thinking on the systemic value level is also going to create blockages. Systemic judgment is saying right slash wrong, good slash bad. I don't go there. Instead I have preferences. Where you think, that is wrong. I say, I don't like it. I have a preference that it is not this way. Meaning, I prefer it different that the way it is, but it is not wrong that it is the way it is. My longevity in business, in spite my obvious lack of skills, despite my not so friendly style should be proof that my attitude, not wanting, not needing, and not saying wrong is a better attitude than most. One more thing, and this is going to surprise you, I promise. Indigestion is a sign of blockage. Your stomach didn't like what you put into it. And it is acting up. And what most people do when they have indigestion? They mistake it for hunger. So they eat more. The hunger, for example, that most people report after eating Chinese food is not hunger. It's indigestion. That food, Chinese food agrees with Chinese people, maybe, but not with you, not with your ethnicity, not with your DNA. Same with Indian, Thai, or any foreign food. Genghis Khan's son, who became the Great Khan after Genghis' death, was an unhealthy fat slob. He ate and drank stuff that didn't agree with his body that would have stayed slim and strong had he eaten and drank what his ancestors drank. His brain didn't quite work either. Because blockage is all over. So if you are not as limber, not as battle-ready in life as success would demand of you, maybe you should attend to some blockage elimination. Body and mind. Here are videos on YouTube for stretching. My stretching on the machine is shorter, less than 10 minutes. And more effective, because the machine makes sure I do the stretches with the right form. Form is as important as anything. If you don't stretch the right way, the parts of your body that are stretched are not where the blockages are. You've been warned. I just looked and saw that Amazon has the same Precor stretch trainer I have for a little more than half of what I paid. Darn. And they even have a payment plan. The only sticky point, it comes in a box. And you have to assemble it. It was difficult, but your little 75-year-old teacher could do it. So I guess you can too. With regards to indigestion. If you want to know what foods and what combination and with what eating style won't cause you indigestion, order your food and supplement list. No stretch will eliminate indigestion.